Chapter 10. The Rescue.
One of the leaders had heard about Duncan's arrival in the village. He asked Duncan to heal his son's wife, who was very ill. Duncan agreed and followed the leader to the edge of the village. Suddenly, a big black figure blocked their path. It was a bear, but the Huron was not frightened of it. It was obviously not dangerous. The bear followed Duncan and the Huron into a cave where the sick woman was lying. It was clear to Duncan that she was very ill and that he would be unable to help her. To Duncan's surprise, David Gamut was with the people in the cave. David whispered to Duncan, "Alice is here. She's waiting for you." The Huron chief turned to Duncan and said, "Now, my friend, show your healing power." Duncan asked the Indians to leave because he needed to perform his healing magic alone. David went out with the women, but the bear did not go. When the others had gone, the bear stood and began to tremble. A human figure emerged from the bearskin. It was Hawkeye. Duncan exclaimed, "Hawkeye, what is the meaning of this?" "I saw Uncas taken prisoner and followed him here," Hawkeye replied. "On the edge of the village, I met a magician who used this bearskin as part of his magic. I gave him whiskey for his bearskin. I have been using it to move around the camp." "Good," said Duncan. "Now I must go to Alice. She is also in this cave." "And I will look for an exit," said Hawkeye. Duncan soon found Alice, who fell into his arms with a cry. "Dear Alice, we are all working to rescue you," said Duncan. "Your father and Chingachgook are by the river, and Hawkeye is here with me now." Suddenly, Duncan felt a hand on his shoulder. He turned to see Magua standing behind him. "You pale faces think you are clever, but I am cleverer than you." Magua laughed. As Magua finished speaking, Hawkeye came up behind him. Hawkeye held Magua as Duncan tied him up and put cloth in his mouth so that he could not call for help. Then Hawkeye and Duncan dressed Alice in Indian clothes and covered her with a blanket. Hawkeye put on the bearskin again, and the two men carried Alice out of the cave as if she were the sick woman. Outside, Duncan said to the woman's family, "She is a little better, but I am taking her into the forest to finish the healing, and to make her stronger with the help of the forest spirits." The family understood that obtaining the help of the spirits in healing the sick was very important, and they let Duncan and Hawkeye carry Alice into the forest. As soon as they were away from the camp, Hawkeye told Duncan and Alice how to get to the village where Cora was a prisoner. The village belonged to the Delaware tribe, who were friends of the Mohicans. Then Hawkeye returned to the Huron village alone to try to rescue Uncas. Hawkeye soon found David. David was shocked when he realized that the bear was Hawkeye. Together, they went to the building where Uncas was. "Do you want to see your enemy ask for mercy?" David asked the guards. "This magician will take away his courage. You must leave, because if you are here, you will also lose your courage." The guards, who did not want to lose their courage, moved away from the building. Then Hawkeye and David went quickly to Uncas and cut the ropes on his hands. They put David in Uncas's place because they knew that the Hurons would not hurt him when they found him. Then Uncas dressed in the bearskin and Hawkeye put on David's clothes. Outside, they passed the guards. Then they went through the village and into the forest. There, they took off their disguises and then went to the village of the Delaware tribe, where Cora, Alice, and Duncan were waiting for them. Soon, the guards in the Huron village entered the building and discovered Uncas's escape. They searched the camp and found Magua tied up in the cave. Magua convinced the Hurons to go with him to the Delaware village to find his prisoners. The next day, Magua and his men went to the Delaware village. Several members of the tribe came out to meet them. "Why do the Delaware help my enemy Hawkeye and his friends? They are my prisoners," Magua began. The Delaware had not realized that the strangers were Magua's prisoners. Immediately they brought Cora, Alice, Duncan, and Hawkeye in front of the wise men of the village. The entire tribe came to see what would happen. Eventually, a very old man with long white hair arrived. This was Tamenund, the leader of the tribe. The four prisoners stood in front of the ancient chief. "Which of you is Hawkeye?" Tamenund asked. Magua pointed to his enemy and started to speak. He insulted Hawkeye and again asked for his prisoners. Then Magua said that he wanted Cora to be his wife. When he finished talking, he looked around triumphantly. Cora ran forward and spoke to Tamenund. "Sir, please do not blame us because our ancestors took your land. There is another man here who is one of your own people." Cora pointed at Uncas and continued, "He can speak for us. Please listen to him." Uncas was brought to stand before Tamenund. Magua immediately stood up and shouted, "Murderer!" When Uncas heard this, he tried to attack Magua. Immediately, 20 warriors raised their weapons against Uncas, and one man grabbed him and tore off his shirt. But when the warrior saw the tattoo of a tortoise on Uncas's chest, he stopped. The warriors realized that Uncas was related to their tribe. "Who are you?" Tamenund demanded. "I am Uncas, the son of Chingachgook," answered Uncas. "Yes, I see in you the Uncas that I knew in my youth," said the old man. "He was the eldest son of Lenape, the wisest chief of the Mohicans." With these words from Tamenund, the people became silent. "Four generations have lived and died since you knew the Uncas of your youth," said Uncas. "My father and I are the last of the Mohicans." "You are welcome here," said Tamenund. "But what about these other prisoners? Do you know them?"
"Yes, I know them," said Uncas. "You must not believe Magua's words. Hawkeye is a friend to me. All these prisoners are my friends, and I ask you to release them."
Tamenund thought for a moment, then said, "I will allow the prisoners to be released, all except this woman." Tamenund pointed to Cora. "Uncas," he continued, "you have heard that Magua wants this woman to be his wife. Do you have anything to say?" Uncas looked sadly at Cora. Finally, he replied,
"She does not want to go with him. Let her stay with me."
"That is not possible," said Tamenund. "According to our customs, she is Magua's prisoner, and he has the right to keep her."
"But she does not love him," cried Uncas.
"That may be true, but we cannot change our customs," Tamenund replied. He turned to Cora and asked, "What do you say, woman? A great chief wants you for a wife. Will you go with him willingly?"
"No, I would prefer to die 1,000 times, answered Cora. She looked at Uncas.
"Magua," said Tamenund, "she does not want to go with you."
"I want to take with me what I brought with me," answered Magua.
"Then take her," Tamenund said. "It is your right."
"Wait," said Duncan. "Listen, Magua, take gold instead. You will be a rich man."
"I do not want the pale face's gold. I wanted vengeance, and now I have it," Magua said. "Her father whipped me, but now I have his daughter, and he will never see her again." "The Delaware have their laws, and we must respect them. But I promise that I will follow you, Magua," Uncas shouted. "The forest is open," Magua answered. "Come and get me." Then he took his men and Cora into the forest and away from the Delaware village.